Scene 3. The Ghost of Christmas Past. Suddenly, the curtains round Scrooge's bed open. He sees a figure next to his bed. The figure is wearing a white robe. There's a bright light above its head.
Who are you?
I'm the ghost of Christmas past.
What past?
Your past. All your past experiences. Come, walk with me. Take my hand.
Can we go tomorrow? It's cold and I'm tired. I want to sleep.
No, we have to go now. Get up. Come and walk with me.
The ghost takes Scrooge's hand and they walk through the wall. They're not in the city now. They're in the countryside. Scrooge is surprised. He's trembling.
Why are you trembling?
I remember this place. I lived here when I was a boy.
Let's continue. We've got a long way to go.
The ghost and Scrooge come to a little town. They stop at a school.
Do you see that boy? He's sitting alone in the classroom. Do you know him?
Yes, it's me. My father didn't want to have me at home. He sent me to that school. All the other boys went home at Christmas. But I didn't. I was alone and sad.
Why are you crying?
Last night a boy sang a Christmas carol outside my house. I didn't give him any money. I'm sorry now.
A little girl runs into the classroom.
That's my little sister, Fan.
Fan runs to Scrooge. She puts her arms around his neck and kisses him.
My dear brother, I'm here to take you home.
Home, little Fan?
Father is nicer now, and he wants you at home. He sent me to you. He wants to bring you home forever. We'll all be together and have a happy Christmas.
When Fan was older, she was a good, kind woman. Did she have any children?
Yes, she did. She had one child, my nephew Fred. Fred is warm and kind, like Fan. He invited me for Christmas dinner, but I said no. I wasn't nice to him. I'm sorry about that.
Let's see a different Christmas.
The ghost and Scrooge leave the school and come to a big city. They stop at a warehouse.
Do you know this place?
Yes, it's Mr. Fezziwig's place. I worked for him when I was a young man. I was his apprentice. He was a good man. His workers were happy to work for him. He made marvelous Christmas parties for us. I'm sad now.
Why are you sad?
I'm not like Mr. Fezziwig. I'm not good to my clerk, Bob Cratchit. I was angry because he wanted to be with his family on Christmas Day. I'm sorry that I was angry. I want to tell him that.
Come, I haven't got much time. Quick!
The ghost takes Scrooge into a garden. A young woman is sitting with a young man. The woman isn't happy.
Do you know those people?
Yes. It's Belle and me when we were young. I loved Belle.
When you were poor, you wanted to marry me. But now you're rich and you're a different man. You love money more than me.
What are you saying, Belle?
I love you and I want to marry you. But I know you don't want to marry me now. You prefer to be rich. I hope you'll be happy. Goodbye, Ebenezer.
Then I'll go, Belle. Goodbye.
You didn't marry Belle because she wasn't rich.
Yes. I only loved money then. I was stupid.
Come, I'll show you more.
No, no more. You're tormenting me. Take me home.
No, you have to see one more thing.
The ghost takes Scrooge to a house. Belle is in the house. She's married, and she's got a lot of children. Belle's husband comes home.
Here's your father. Now we'll have a happy Christmas.
Hello, everybody. I've got presents for you all. Merry Christmas.
Belle is very happy with her husband and children. I never married. I haven't got any children. I'm not happy like Belle.
The happy children open their presents and play with them. Finally, they're tired and go to bed. Belle and her husband sit next to the fire and talk.
Listen to Belle and her husband. They're talking about you.
I saw your old friend, Mr. Scrooge, today.
Where did you see him?
I walked past his office. The window was open and I saw him. He was alone in the office. His partner, Marley, is dying. Mr. Scrooge has got nobody in the world. He hasn't got any family or friends.
He's got a lot of money. That's all. It's very sad.
Take me from this place. I don't want to see any more. I want to go home.
This is your past. I can't change the past. I'm not responsible.
I understand now that money can't buy happiness. Belle is poor, but she's happy. I'm rich, but I'm not happy. Take me home. Why are you tormenting me?
The ghost doesn't answer Scrooge. Scrooge is angry and attacks the ghost. The ghost doesn't move.
Go! I don't want to see you or the bright light above your head any more!
Scrooge takes his nightcap from his head and puts it on the ghost's head. The ghost disappears slowly, but the bright light doesn't disappear.
Goodbye, Scrooge. You won't see me again. Now sleep.
Suddenly, Scrooge is back in his bedroom, in his bed. He's very tired, but he can't sleep.